This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Scott Pruitt, Rick Perry, Ryan Zink, Rex Tillerson, and Carl Icahn, who was in the background. Do you mean to tell me that Big Oil got all of these guys into the Trump administration he didn't owe them anything? If you wanted to mess with the RFS and ethanol, wouldn't this be your A-team to do that for you? Trump claims to support ethanol and the RFS, but then appointed all these guys who have spent most of their adult lives working for big oil interests trying to undermine biofuels to positions of power. These were the guys that were behind the misinformation campaign to discredit ethanol that I've spent a lot of effort fighting against. They have all worked hand in glove with the American Petroleum Institute to disparage ethanol. Ethanol groups are clinging to the promise that Trump is for ethanol because there's not much else that they can do. If they call out any of these nominations, then they look like they are attacking the big guy, and he doesn't like that. You see him switch support for and against things on a moment's notice. You are the best ever one day and a dirty dog the next. Criticize anything, and his ire is quickly focused on you. It doesn't matter if what you were saying is the truth. Take the carrier union guy, for example. I had noted that Trump and some of the media had been touting that Trump saved 1,100 jobs in Indiana. That was inaccurate. It was 800, and the other 300 were never leaving, but got included in the state incentives to stay to gross it up to make it more attractive to carrier. A union official pointed out the discrepancy. Trump took it as a great insult, like he often does, and it generated one of those tweet storms from Trump Tower in response. Whatever he says goes, so if he says he supports ethanol but appoints the cream of the crop of big oil RFS RINs haters to manage it, there's not a heck of a lot anyone is going to do about it. Governor Branstad is going to China. That should get him out of the way. Some pro-biofuel senators will question these guys during confirmation hearings, but they will vote for them anyway, regardless of the answers, so it is just optics. Most GOP ideologues who are ethanol supporters are being told that Trump supports the RFS. GOP ideologues who are ethanol supporters, after being told that Trump supports the RFS, which is his telling them what they want to hear, they will ignore anything to the contrary. He wouldn't have lied to them, right? Trump supports ethanol, so when he sends his angel of death to fly over EPA, he has specifically ordered Pruitt to spare the RFS. That must be how it will work. I am sure that Carl Icahn made that clear when he was interviewing him for the job. I'm sure that Icahn told him, "I know, Scott, that you and I hate the RFS and RINs, just like I wrote in the Wall Street Journal, but Donald has promised these nice guys in Iowa and Minnesota that he supports the RFS, and we have to stand down and leave it alone," unquote. I'm sure that's what he said. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Wouldn't you like to get a look at the emails hacked on the conversations on the RFS with Trump's 18 big oil rock stars? Oh, that's right. Putin only releases the emails of those who challenge him or Trump. Is that just a coincidence, or do you suppose there is substantive partnership there? DTN reported that as Oklahoma Attorney General, that Pruitt sued the EPA to block its ruling allowing use of E-15 in vehicles newer than 2001. He didn't do that for Oklahoma. He did that for Big Oil. He consistently backed the American Petroleum Institute, which is front of the public relations assault against ethanol. He does work for Trump now, but I don't believe that a leopard changes his spots. I don't believe any of the guys that make up Trump's A-team have any natural goodwill for ethanol in the RFS. And that will become apparent in policy as time goes on. After fighting with them for years, I will bet that many leaders in the ethanol industry who continue to plead trust in Trump ever dreamt that they would have to depend on Scott Pruitt, Rick Perry, and the others for their credibility in the industry. Current market conditions are excellent for ethanol. The ethanol margin surged to $1.25 on steady wheat corn prices and the strength in petroleum fuel markets. If OPEC and non-OPEC oil producers cut back, that doesn't hurt ethanol demand potential. Ethanol has octane and clean air attributes that are needed in a lot of cities in the world. Ethanol exports will reach nearly 1 billion gallons this year, and the trend is for continued growth, with the industry targeting 2 billion gallons exported. New ethanol demand will be met by corn ethanol. The corn ethanol industry is now thriving without subsidies. All it needs is market access, which is what the RFS is all about. Ethanol plants have seen efficiencies improve so that they can get more ethanol from each bushel, but industry capacity would appear to be maximized. We should see some capacity expansion of existing plants. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.